Watch, you've created hope. Alabama community gets homeless veteran into special apartment. By Amy Furr on May 12, 2025. A U.S. Navy veteran is receiving care and kindness in Mobile, Alabama, after city employees and the community realized he was in need. Veteran James Burns returned home to Mobile after serving in the military and he eventually became homeless, Fox 10 reported on Friday. However, he has remained optimistic and said even though life may throw hard things at us, you find the silver lining. It might be hard to find, but it's there. Hope springs eternal. That is exactly what happened a few weeks ago when Justin Howard, who works with Mobile's homeless outreach team, learned there were homeless people living in a local park. He made contact with Burns and found out he was a veteran who was suffering from Parkinson's disease while living in his vehicle with his two dogs. According to the Mayo Clinic, Parkinson's disease is a movement disorder of a person's nervous system and its symptoms begin gradually. Once officials verified Burns as a veteran, community organizations stepped up to get him settled into an apartment at a transitional housing program called Eagle's Landing, which is designed especially for people like Burns who have served in the nation's military. What a blessing that there are people and organizations out there willing to help those in need. James Burns' story is truly inspiring. One social media user commented on a Facebook post of the news article. Now that he has a place to live and a brighter future ahead of him, a grateful Burns said, "When I breathe my last breath, I'll think of moments like this. The people that I've met and what you've done. You've created hope." The news comes as President Donald Trump recently announced he will establish a National Center for Warrior Independence at the West Los Angeles Veterans Administration campus, which will provide assistance to homeless veterans that includes housing, Breitbart News reported on Saturday. The president orders that funds previously allocated for housing and other services for illegal aliens be redirected to supporting our veterans, the article said.